You're listening to SBS News.
It was a defeat that left the nation so used to football success in a state of grief and disbelief. In front of an expectant Rio de Janeiro crowd, Brazil slumped to an extraordinary 7-1 defeat in the 2014 World Cup semi-final to eventual winners Germany. SBS football analyst Lucy Zelich recalls the German thrashing of the hosts well.
I remember because I was hosting that game and we were all just sitting there with our mouths agape. We actually could not believe it. And I don't think I've ever heard our television studio so quiet because even the non-Brazilians understood how catastrophic this was.
Fast forward 4 years and Brazil has come a long way from that embarrassment. It was the first team to qualify for Russia and it did so in style. Under coach Adenor Bacci, they've had 13 wins, 3 draws and just 1 loss in a friendly to Argentina. Lucy Zelich says much of the credit for the Brazilian revival goes to Bacci, who took on the job in September 2016.
He's done an absolutely outstanding job with his team. The players respect him and I think that he's certainly gotten the best out of them and he understands the kind of football that they want to be playing and the kind of football that they need to get results. When you consider Brazil as a nation, football is third only to God and their families. So this for them is their bread and butter and this is the main sport for them in which they are the most successful. And, the players that they've got at their disposal, I mean, it's just remarkable to see. And these are players that are playing around the top leagues in the world, and that when they do come together, they gel really beautifully and they're a cohesive footballing side that play very attractive attacking football.
With Brazil expected to top Group E, Switzerland, Costa Rica and Serbia will be fighting it out for second place and a berth in the round of 16. The Swiss have high ambitions with its squad top with footballers in their mid-20s, who should be in their prime. Ricardo Rodriguez, Fabien Schär, Jerdan Shaqiri and Granit Xhaka are all plying their trade in the top European leagues. Serbia too has every reason for optimism, having cruised through the qualifying rounds. Crucial to their fortunes has been striker Aleksandar Mitrovic, who recently helped London side Fulham to Premier League promotion.
For sure, it's a great way to end the season the way it did. Thank God it ended that way. It certainly means a lot to me in terms of confidence and motivation, and I hope that I will continue playing the way I did at Fulham and do the same for the national team.
Mitrovic is hoping to carry that form and confidence into the World Cup.
Over the last 3 or 4 months, I played the best football in my entire career, and I've never felt better physically or psychologically. I gained a lot of confidence. I gained everything that I'd lacked in the year and a half before at Newcastle United, where I didn't get to play as much as I wanted to. So this time I had a lot of games and goals, and I hope that I'll be able to carry the good football I played at Fulham onto the pitch here and continue where I left off.
And rounding out Group E is Costa Rica, one of the biggest surprise packages of 2014, when the Central Americans not only emerged unbeaten in a group featuring former World Cup winners Italy, England and Uruguay, but went on to reach the quarterfinals. But while Real Madrid goalkeeper Keylor Navas remains their key player after his Rio heroics, the team's form in recent times hasn't impressed. Off-field issues have also proved a distraction. Coach Paulo Wanchope replaced by former midfielder Oscar Ramirez after being involved in a fight with a steward after an under-23s match in Panama. Both Los Ticas and the Serbs have the talent for an upset. The Swiss look the warm favourites to join Brazil in progressing through the group stage. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.